Liberty University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks, welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes radio program. Wow. The clock is ticking, ladies and gentlemen, and I already have my Orville Redenbacher ready to go. I'm about to pour myself a Baptist martini. J.D. Hayworth, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. He is on the Liberty University Newsmaker line right now. J.D., how the heck are you doing?
Todd, I got to tell you, I am doing great, in part because of your beneficence and generosity when you allow me to get behind the microphone on days when you have to be away. So I am just, what was that song by Casey and the Sunshine Band? I'm just walking on sunshine.
You know, you did such a good job the last time you filled in that I got an email from somebody and they said, Starnes, are you filling in for Hayworth? What's the deal here?
Well, you are too kind. But the fact is, no one uncovers the stories that speak to the challenges. I hate to put it, I don't mean in a negative sense, but you sound the alarm as the social fabric frays, as those of us who are people of faith find ourselves under attack. You are the point man with the rallying cry of, this is what's going on, now what are we going to do about it? And I will tell you, to have that kind of journalistic integrity and willingness to get into these stories, you are without peer, without parallel in the broadcast industry.
Well, you are kind to say that, and J.D., I want you to know we're going to use that as a promotional video for the Todd Starnes Show. Guys, did we get that on tape?
I hope it is. See, that's called enlightened self-interest, to realize that I'll be part of your introduction.
So there you go. That's it. J.D. Hayworth, we have you on the show because you are boots on the ground there in the great state of Arizona. President Trump having a big rally there. And, you know, it's the same. We hear this story all the time. People are already lined up and ready to see the president tonight. Give us a little taste of the flavor down there.
Well, I can paint the picture for you as a broadcaster. Let me offer a tip of the cap and a footnote to this broadcast to the veterans announcer for the NBA Phoenix Suns. This will take place at the old Suns Arena, adjacent to the state fairgrounds, and Al McCoy dubbed it the Madhouse on McDowell. So it is
nice.
An arena capable of holding close to 20,000. If memory serves, the count is about 17,500 people. And you're quite right. As we see everywhere else, the cars started arriving this morning. Some may have tried to get in last night, and crowds are already there preparing for the president's appearance. And no one motivates people like one Donald John Trump.
You know, why do you think that is, J.D.? You've been in politics a long time now. What is it that this guy's doing that's resonating with people?
Well, let's take a page out of you wouldn't think this association would work, but as a guy who studied political science and had delusions of my own of higher office, I remember, I believe it was James McGregor Burns spoke of Franklin Roosevelt, how he was polarizing. He was reassuring, yet polarizing. He at times would be contradictory. And what historians on the left glorify as the lion and the fox, you also see in Donald Trump. President Trump, it's not the lion or the fox. It is a fearsome eagle rising above and not afraid to take on those who get in his way. And in that way, he has been transformative. He is a president who doesn't duck from a fight, doesn't deal with it with a form of passive aggressive political style. No, he stands his ground, and reminiscent of what President Lincoln said of General Grant, I cannot spare this man. He fights. And that is the thing about Donald Trump. He is willing to say, wait a minute, hold on a second, and he challenges conventional wisdom and certainly the mindset of Washington, D.C. that he so aptly encapsulated in that great term, the swamp.
No, look, I think you're 1,000% right here, JD. And when I see the president out there in places like Nevada and Arizona and California especially, I'm wondering if we're going to see a turnaround there, you know, especially in California. The Democrats have that supermajority in the state house. The people there are living under oppression. And I hate to say it, but the California Republican Party has just done such a horrible job of not embracing the president's agenda. And they're responsible for the supermajority that's in the state house in Sacramento right now.
Well, that is partially true, but as neighbors to Californians, and I think really a lot of things loom large there, there was the Schwarzenegger betrayal, where he claimed he would govern as Ronald Reagan, but he became a girly man. There were several other episodes, but let's face it, Jerry Brown in his last incarnation as governor, and now Gruesome Newsom, these men are just intent on rushing headlong into the third world and taking California and balkanizing it and turning it into a state of the very, very wealthy and the very, very poor and a shrinking middle class that is moving out and coming to places like Arizona and Texas and, well, take your pick of states across the nation.
You know what I would like to see, JD? I think this would make a great campaign commercial. You know that he took the beast around the speedway at Daytona International, and people went bonkers. Can you imagine? Just picture this in your mind, JD Hayworth. President Trump in Los Angeles, bulldozer, giant American flag, and the president is cleaning up all of that horrible filth that's in the streets right now.
Oh, that would be a spectacular sight. And sadly, you can take your pick of localities, municipalities throughout California and up the coast into Washington State. You know, it's just horrible to see what these so-called social engineers, and maybe we ought to rethink that title, social engineers. Well, it's resulted in an economic it's resulted in an incredible train wreck on so many levels. The social fabric, the sense of order and just law and respect for others has just been turned topsy-turvy by people who have embraced running away from the rule of law, who have embraced a lifestyle that does not depend on truth and certainly does not depend on the maintenance of peace among people. It depends on always on churn, on anarchy, and quite frankly, on intimidation. And I want to tell you, I just want to caution people, Todd, I'm not trying to be the skunk at the garden party. Yes, President Trump has the intensity of the base that follows the president is extraordinary. But understand, courtesy of provisional ballots in Orange County, California, in the midterm elections, you had 7 seats, to my recollection, that in the midnight hour magically changed into the Democrat column. And talking to people on the ground there, I believe it is the permissiveness of these provisional ballots. And I will tell you what happened here in Arizona in the Senate race. Democrat judges set up emergency vote centers adjacent to the major state universities, one in Tempe in the Phoenix area, the other, of course, down in Tucson, and the margin was razor thin. But understand, when the left starts squawking about ballot interference, we know, because they weren't athletes, they dealt with audio visuals, they're the projectionists. They project onto conservatives their bad habits, their malfeasance, and their designs. And so I just want to caution everybody, if you're wondering how you can help, one way is to vote, but quite frankly, the other way to help wherever you live is to become part of the group that actually is there patrolling elections, those who help administer elections, because I will tell you, I have my concerns even in the year 2020 based on the sneak preview we got in 2018.
Interesting. And we got about a minute here, JD. How concerned are you guys of you know, again, shenanigans at the ballot box, the illegal alien vote? Do you think that's going to end up being a problem in places like Arizona?
I don't know so much in Arizona. I think it's more the students who are not, in fact, residents, another gimmick like the emergency voting centers. But I will tell you, in California, I'm afraid, Todd, that is a fait accompli. I'm afraid they have grown so dependent on provisional ballots, and you have the absurdities now of non-citizens, illegals, being admitted to the bar as attorneys. And, of course, you have non-citizens serving in governmental capacities at the local level. Some suburbs of San Francisco and Los Angeles say being a citizen is not a predicate for taking part both in running for office at the local level or for voting at the local level. And once it starts there, then you have the creep of that kind of expansion of unlawful power to protect that just tears apart the franchise, tears apart the vote at the federal level. And that's what we have to watch.
All right. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight in Phoenix, Arizona. J.D. Hayworth, always great talking to you. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Todd, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity.
All right. J.D. Hayworth, ladies and gentlemen, former congressman, great American patriot. The guy knows more about politics than just about anybody on the planet. And he does a fun radio show. So we were just really excited to, that he would want to fill in for me when I'm gone. So and I think we're going to get him back on very, very soon. So we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. All right. Look, we've got to take a break here, folks. Are you concerned? You know, J.D. Hayworth had some concerns that maybe there might be some shenanigans at the ballot box. Does that concern you as well? 844-747-8868. Toll free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
Let's get right to the phone lines, 844-747-8868, Sarasota, Florida. Robert is listening to us on 104.5 FM. Hi, Robert. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I was just listening to your segment there about, you know, the ballot box, and I wanted to share an experience with you on this past election. I'm a voter who voted for Bill Clinton back in the day, and once I realized he finagle this on that 10-year assault rifle ban, I lost hope in the election process, so I didn't vote up until this last election, and I voted for Donald Trump, or at least that was my intention. So the district that I am belonging to is predominantly black. Where I live, everybody knows that voting center, the district that I belong to, is predominantly black. So I wanted to preface that before I explain my personal experience at the ballot box. So I went in, waited in line, and I approached the lady in the auditorium, and there were a set of maybe four or five card tables in a row, and each person would take the next person in line. So I came, I had my identification, my driver's license ready. She matched my driver's license up with a paper that she pulled out of a file notebook. And I said, "What do I do? I'm not familiar with the process." She told me to turn around, pointed to a lady in the center of the room and said, "Go over there and she'll help you." So I went over there and she's standing there with her arms folded in front of her. And I said, "I've never voted before, so I don't know the process." So she immediately instructed me to come over to the machine that, in my memory, it looked similar to a paper shredder or a copier. And she told me to put my paper in there, and I did, and I turned around, and I said, "So what do I do next?" I was thinking that maybe something would come back out of the machine, and I could go and vote or whatever. And she said, "Nope, you're done." And I said, "Well, how does anybody even know who I voted for? I haven't voted." And she had this smirk on her face that I will never forget. And I knew instantly that this white guy coming into a predominantly black district voting center in my community, I knew right away, with everything leading up to the Trump thing, that my vote didn't count, my vote didn't go through, and I solely relied on these people to be unbiased and do the right thing and help voters regardless. But
Robert, let me ask you a question here. Did you file a complaint? Did you talk to anybody about your concerns?
I immediately went down to the supervisor of elections, and I called the lady who represented the supervisor of elections in my county, and I explained the whole thing to them. I gave them my name, my phone number, everything, and explained the situation to them, and I never heard back from them after that. So to push the issue as far as maybe what they do or what the situation could have been interpreted as, I knew it was one of those sneaky gray areas that if it happened to me, I know it happened to a lot of people, because I might be dumb, but I'm not stupid. And I knew the process that I got put through was an intentional process. I knew it.
What county is that, Robert?
Sarasota County, Florida, just a little bit south of Tampa.
All right. We're going to look into that. I want you, Avery is going to get to, we're going to put you on hold. Avery will get some information from you. We'd like to know, you know, what voting precinct and where this happened. And we're going to get to the bottom of that for you. Is that all right?
That would be, at least my vote might count.
Well, let's hope.
But be careful when you go to the ballot box. Remember that. Yeah, just remember this time around, if you guys, if there's a listener out there that isn't sure of how the process works, man, don't rely on those people, to be honest, because that's not at all the case that happened with
well
me.
Well said. All right, Robert, hang in there, and thank you for calling in and alerting us, and we're going to see if we can't get to the bottom of this. So Avery, be sure to get Robert's information, and we would like to hear from you if you have experienced similar issues at the ballot box. We're happy to find out what's going on. Meanwhile, before we've got a break coming up here, I want to read to you something. Just got an email from UPS. So clearly they were listening to the program early on, and they were a little bothered that we didn't wait until they got us a comment before posting our story, but they should have done that already. So anyway, here's the statement from UPS. They say, "We have investigated the claims made by Liberty Counsel in their letter to UPS. We believe there is a misunderstanding, and we have reached out to them to clarify the situation regarding employees at our site. UPS employees are permitted to assemble before they start work as long as they follow truck yard safety and conduct rules. No employees have been disciplined in connection with the assembly to pray prior to their shift." All right, so there you go. That is the official statement from UPS. We have the story and the updated story on ToddStarns.com. You can check that out as well. Diamond and Silk coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Conversation during a presidential election is about some guy wearing a dress and whether he, she, or it can go to and go to the locker room with their daughter. That's not a winning formula for most people. They care about health care, they care about education, they care about safety and all of those kinds of things. If you want to know, is somebody a good salesman, give them the job of going to the Midwest and picking a town and selling to that town the concept that some man wearing a dress should be in the locker room with their daughter. If you can sell that, you can sell anything. I mean, they just look at you and they say, "What on earth are you talking about?"
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's Michael Bloomberg going off on transgender people. So we've been running down the list here, and it's as if he has said something on camera insulting every single identity politics group within the Democrat Party. And this is the guy that wants to be president. This is the guy that wants to take on Donald J. Trump. On the Newsmaker line, very excited to have our good friends. It's been a while. Diamond and Silk. Ladies, great to have you with us again.
Thank you for having us.
By the way, how did the big pro-life brunch go over at Trump International?
Oh,
was beautiful. Oh, my God. It was lovely. Let me tell you, Alveda King was there.
Abby Johnson.
Abby Johnson was there. She was an amazing speaker.
Yes.
Alveda King serenaded us with a beautiful
Rose
song.
Rose Tennant.
And Rose Tennant was there, a conservative talk show host, one of the biggest in the country. And we had a wonderful
It was magnificent.
It was great. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And we were very excited to promote that thing for you, ladies. DiamondandSilk.com, by the way, folks, if you'd like to get information on all things Diamond and Silk. Ladies, I was following you on Twitter, and I saw that y'all been going off on Michael Bloomberg. He's going after farmers and blue-collar workers, and he wants to kill our grandmothers.
Listen, you know, Michael Bloomberg, or Mini Mike, should we call him, he's not used to being around average people. He don't even know how to take them because he's a billionaire.
Right.
He don't know how to take them. And so that's why he say the most insulting things about the different groups, different communities, different...
ethnicities.
Yeah, that's why he can say whatever.
Yes.
He think he can say whatever he wants. And the most craziest thing is that he's spending millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of dollars. He's not interested in being president. He's only interested in beating Trump.
Right.
And we look at that as an ego move. You know, maybe it's because of he's so short.
Or a tiny, eeny, weeny, baby.
Maybe he's so short. And sometimes, not to disparage people that's short, but maybe he have a complex about that.
Yeah.
So he want to try to beat President Donald J. Trump because President Donald J. Trump is taller than he is.
That's right. Because we got to remember, now, Silk is very short. I know I'm short. But I ain't that arrogant.
Right.
See, y'all don't take and just blow all my money. See, how am I going to spend $400 million just to disparage one man?
That's right.
One man now. That they want to say he's this and he's that, but I got to spend money to tell y'all and show y'all he's this and he's that.
And not only that is, you want to spend $400 million to disparage an American,
mm-hmm.
but you can't even work for the rest of America. Why don't you take that money and why don't you go help the homeless
mm-hmm.
in America?
That's
why
right.
don't you help our veterans in America?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what
else in America? Well, we see you wasting your money.
Wasting.
We don't want nobody like that to be president of the United States and you wasteful like that.
Uh-huh.
You have our deficit way, way, way out of control.
That's right.
At least Bernie Sanders is wasting other people's money. I mean, Bloomberg.
Bernie Sanders, listen, Todd.
Yeah.
Now, this is what we can't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders, he disparaged anybody that's making any money.
That's right.
Yes, he's putting his money in the stock market.
Uh-huh, in Fortune 500 companies.
Right.
He's capitalizing and getting richer secretly, you all, by investing stocks into Fortune 500 companies, those same companies that he publicly criticize and despise.
That's right. What's what that's about?
That's right.
And listen, why don't he take his money
uh-huh.
and start his Medicare for All?
That's right.
But use his money to do it and let us tell us how it's working. Don't use taxpayers. Use your money
yes.
because, Bernie, you are a millionaire.
Since he want to spread the wealth, let's start with spreading his own wealth.
That's right.
Because he's a millionaire.
That's what he need to do.
And mm-hmm. then you've got Mayor Pete out there. And, you know...
You know what bothers me with him? He disparaged Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He act like he has a moral conscience. He's morally right and everybody is morally wrong.
Like he's holier than thou.
Let me tell you something. I'm not voting for anybody based on race, based on sexuality, or based on radicalism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm voting for people that's going to do the job. And President Donald J. Trump has already shown us that he knows how to do the job.
That's
he's
right.
about his business.
Mm-hmm.
He handles business. He takes care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking care of the country and the American people. So we're going to stick with 45. We're not going to take a nosedive. Boot Edge can't even run South Bend.
Mm-hmm.
How he going to run the United States of America?
How?
It's a big
my
question.
Point. Even you don't even know, Todd. Even you got to be.
I got nothing. I
you
got,
see what
I,
I'm about? He ain't going to be able to do it.
I got nothing.
He ain't going to do it.
I'll tell you what I do have. I have a big bowl of Orville Redenbacher and a Baptist Martini, which is a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon silk. And I am ready for this debate tonight. I just can't wait to see this.
Listen, okay, so we predict that Bloomberg going to get spanked tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get, they're going to call him out. See, his money ain't going to be able to save him.
Yeah,
and you can tell he is unelected.
That's
when
right.
you have to spend all of this money to even be on a debate stage
he
or even to be electable.
He literally won't be able to put his money where his mouth is.
No. I wonder, are they going to give him a little small stand on?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, remember the Yellow Pages, ladies? Remember the phone books?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Do they still make phone books? Because he's going to need it. Because they're going to get him tonight.
Yeah.
I don't think. And here's another thing. Can I just say this here? You know, he has disparaged, especially the black community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I am just so taken aback when I see black America supporting this man.
Some
black America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black Americans. Uh-huh. Because let me tell you something. If he couldn't do nothing for black America while he was in New York,
mm-hmm.
he darn sure ain't going to do nothing for all black Americans if he ever become president of the United States.
If they'll throw you up against the wall and frisk you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. We went to the White House.
Uh-huh.
We been stopped and frisked us.
Yes.
You see what I'm talking about, Sue? When we get there. Uh-huh, no. Listen, we cannot vote for Bloomberg. And he's trying to buy the election.
That's right.
All of the money that you're spending like that to buy an election.
Right.
Because you know you're unelectable.
That's
so
right.
You have to buy it. Because you know ain't nobody going to vote for you.
Ladies. I'm just, you know, I'm just glad we still have a radio show after our segments together, you know?
Oh, my God, listen. Listen, you got to understand, we not robotic talking heads. We truth tellers.
That's right.
Don't invite us on the show if you don't want to know the truth.
That's right.
Exactly. And that's why we love having you on the show.
It's,
we love being
on the show.
Here.
By the way, I want you to, so what's up next? I know you guys have the Chit Chat Tour. Where are you guys heading off to next?
Oh, my God. We're going to be at CPAC.
Yeah.
If you hadn't got your tickets for CPAC, get your tickets for CPAC.
Yeah.
I know we're going to be there. We're going to be opening for that. You know, we got the tour coming up. We're still working on the book, you all. That's going to be out in August. You can go pre-order the book at diamondandsilkbook.com. I think it's going to be in Target, Walmart, Amazon, Books A Million, and some more.
Everywhere.
So go to diamondandsilkbook.com, diamondandsilkbook.com to pre-order the book. So that's what we've been working on, and I'm telling you, it's a journey.
It's amazing.
So I'm going to be at CPAC as well. We're actually doing the show there, and they've got me doing a few other things. But we're going to have y'all on the show live from CPAC.
Oh, that would be fun.
I'll bring the Baptist martinis. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
a little something, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll talk off the air about that. Diamond and Silk, ladies, always great to have you on the show, and we'll get you back. Hang in there. See you at CPAC as well.
All right. Thank you for having us.
All right. Great ladies. DiamondandSilk.com. I am so glad their pro-life brunch went well. I thought that was a huge thing, and those ladies are very passionate about the pro-life movement, and it was just great to hear they had a successful venture there. And if you haven't seen the Chit Chat tour, you gotta do that, folks. It's a lot of fun, and you're just gonna have a great night. DiamondandSilk.com, the landing page for all of their great work. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's a Mike Bloomberg. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Sweet.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. A lot of stuff going on down on the border with Mexico. And our good friend Tony Perkins from Family Research Council, I was talking to him early this morning, and we're going to have him on the show tomorrow. But Tony Perkins down there with a group of pastors and religious leaders, again, telling the truth about what's really going on at the border. One of the individuals at the border, Shane Eidelman, a great pastor. ShaneEidelman.com is his website. He is on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Pastor Shane, good to have you back on the show.
Hey, Todd, it's great to be here and contending for truth in a postmodern culture, aren't we?
Well, you got that right. And speaking of truth, you were down on the border. Why were you down there, Pastor?
Well, it was actually at the request of Tony Perkins, and I talked to Pastor Jack Hibbs, who's very vocal here in California, and I believe the DOJ wanted to just get some accurate information from some pastors here in Southern California. So I'm actually releasing an article on it today and hoping to give the American public some insight on what's going on. Because the real question is, how does our government address a legitimate issue and show compassion while at the same time guarding the American people? And that's really the dilemma. You're either on one side or the other.
Well, there's a lot of confusion within the religious world about what's really going on there. And you point out that the media is twisting the facts here for a political reason.
Well, and that's exactly what they're doing, because if it was a Democratic president, they would never even suggest otherwise, that the president's doing everything they can. So what we did, we went down there, and again, I can't speak for all the pastors, but we talked about the picture. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of kids in cages. Come to find out, that was actually taken in 2014, which I'm sure some of your viewers know, but many people don't. I'm still getting emails on that. We also talked to them about that supposed incident where one of the Border Patrol, or actually it might have been Customs, told the child to drink from the toilet. We got firsthand information from someone who knows that person. The officer actually said the opposite. We don't want them to drink in the toilets. So you see, when AOC goes down there, other representatives, they'll twist. They hate the president so much that they'll twist what's being said, what's being done, in order to, obviously push their agenda.
So, Pastor, you didn't see kids in cages down there.
No, actually, we talked to and there's two different groups. Actually, there's a lot of different groups. You have Border Patrol, who's actually working to stop people from coming in illegally. But then you have Customs, who is at the port of entry, and they're actually helping those who want to come in the right way. And they're providing those who are coming in, they're four meals a day. I mean, it reminded me of a hotel conditions, not an elaborate hotel, but there's four meals a day. There's a doctor on staff. They're not separating the children from parents. Actually, their policy is to keep the parents with the children. So here's what happens. A father comes in, actually breaks a law in what they call criminal law, something that's, pretty extreme. Then they would separate that child from the father in the same way they would separate a child from a drunk driver here in America, if that makes sense. But they'll obviously try to get a hold of family members, but at some point that child has to go somewhere else if the father or parent is being detained for criminal activity. So my question is, these people in criminal activity, they're creating the environment. Our Border Patrol officers are simply responding to the environment that is being created. So we're getting a lot of misinformation.
And again, Pastor, when you've got families or you have an adult showing up at the border with a child, there's no way to know whether or not that adult is related or connected to that child. You don't know anything about circumstances. And my contention is, and I said this earlier, and if I'm wrong, please correct me here, but the people, if you want to talk about who's responsible for separating children, that's the parents who are knowingly bringing their kids across the border in an illegal act.
Absolutely. And, well, there's a couple different scenarios, Todd. I'm glad you brought this up. We see those who are truly, seeking help. They're in a bad situation. Maybe the husband's been murdered by the drug cartel. They need to get out of the area. And the asylum program is very helpful in those types of situations. But then in that mix, you have kids who actually don't know the supposed parent. They don't know the people bringing them in. The people bringing them in have been hired to bring them in to the border. Now, on top of that, you have them trying to bring in fentanyl, opiates, cocaine. So you have this conglomeration of a legitimate need now and then mixed in with all these other elements. So the Border Patrol is doing, and the customs agents are doing an incredible job. The one we met with is actually a Christian, goes to a church in San Diego and loves people, but also understands that they have an incredible job of actually their highest call is to protect the American people. I think we forget that. We can't apply Jesus' teachings, many of them, to the institution of government. We can't turn the other cheek to North Korea. We can't turn the other cheek to drug traffickers and the cartel who are wanting to actually destroy our nation. So there's a lot of things at play here, but you're right on the money.
Pastor, real quick here, we've got about 90 seconds. We hear a lot from Christians wondering, is it a sin for us to support a border wall? Is that something that is unchristian or unbiblical?
Oh, absolutely not. We actually toured where the wall stopped and where the other one is being built. I think our president actually has done an incredible job on what he is proposing. And the wall, well, Jerusalem had walls. I mean, we go home to walls. Borders and perimeters and boundaries are definitely biblical. Wayne Grudem wrote an exceptional article on it, so I won't even attempt to talk about what he mentioned. But no, securing an area is biblical. Imagine me leaving our windows open in my house, leaving our front door open. Now, I could be arrested for parental neglect. And so that's no different when you want to secure our borders. And if it was a Democratic president, there wouldn't be any issues. But because of this administration, it doesn't matter what he does, they're going to come against it. So no, we need a border wall, but I also believe we need a lot of compassion. We need a lot of working with the churches to try to help these people who genuinely need help. And again, if people want more information, my article is, I went to the U.S.-Mexico border, and this is what I really saw. It's going to be on ShaneEidelman.com. So there's a lot more there they can read about.
Yeah, good. There's lots of great articles and really some very helpful information there as well. Pastor, we really do appreciate you coming on the program. And you're sort of becoming a regular here, but we really appreciate the way that you are communicating some very important issues and things that we've got to talk about as a country.
I agree, and thank you so much, Todd. If you're interested, the new one just came out too. Along the lines of, are Christians hypocrites if they support Donald Trump? I think that's doing very well on Christian Headlines and the Stream and other news outlets. You can find the articles there as well.
I know a lot of preachers who need to read that. So,
amen. Amen.
All right, Pastor Shane, thank you again. Shane Eidelman, ladies and gentlemen, ShaneEidelman.com. Check out his website. Really good stuff there. And he addresses some of the hot button questions. Why are Christians so divided over gay marriage? He talks just good stuff. So ShaneEidelman.com. All right. So look, tonight, folks, we're going to be live tweeting the entire debate, the Democrat debate. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at Todd Starnes, at Todd Starnes. If you want to hit all of our social media platforms, the best way to do that is just go right to the website, ToddStarnes.com, and you'll be able to plug in wherever you, if you're on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, whatever the platforms. Also, our awesome newsletter, it comes out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, just came out today, ToddStarnes.com. It's a freebie, compliments of all of us here at the program. Get out there, enjoy your day. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody.